Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So pleased at this time to be joined by Bernie Miklas, a legend in St. Louis, both in print and on the radio. Bernie, good morning. How's everything? Welcome to Pittsburgh.
Well, Colin, how you doing, man? And Chris, how you guys doing? Happy opening day, I guess. It's kind of weird, right?
It is. Yeah. It's very weird. And I know, you know, you're like Ron in a lot of ways. Not that you guys covered Musial and Pie Trainer, but not too far off, I guess, as Ron would say. Ron Cook, something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you've been around a long time, Bernie. In everything that you've ever seen, let me ask you this. Obviously, it's different than anything you've seen. Do you think they'll get through all 60 games in talking to everybody that you know and seeing all the protocols? Is that a sure bet right now?
Gosh, that's a good question. Maybe it's the biggest question, right? You know, I'm pessimistic, but let me just say this. As time goes on, I think it's certainly more of a possibility. I'm not quite as pessimistic as I used to be. You know why? I think more than anything, they're just determined to push through. I mean, no matter what. And now, if half a roster comes down with the COVID, then yeah, I don't know how I don't know how they would remedy that as far as the schedule. But I think they're going to grit their teeth and try to do their best. So I don't know. It's I'd be surprised if there wasn't some type of chaos. But I don't know how to define that. I mean, total shutdown. I don't know. I don't know if I'd go that far because it's going to be an adventure, to say the least. I know it's a lousy answer, but I just go back and forth on this thing, honestly.
No, I think it's a good, well-reasoned, logical answer, Bernie. St. Louis is a town that's proud of its baseball fandom, and I would imagine very proud of baseball tradition as well. What's been the reaction amongst Cardinals fans and people in St. Louis to what is a very untraditional season with a universal DH and just 60 games and more than half the league getting into the playoffs now?
I think everyone's pretty fired up. I do think that maybe this is speaking for myself because I know there's a difference of opinion on this. And I guarantee the same is true in Pittsburgh and every other market where, you know, the whole 60-game sprint, you know, people want as well, is this a legitimate season? Is it this? Is it that? And my whole thing is, like, just play ball. You know, it's actually going to be fun to see this 60-game mad dash and how teams handle it and the pressure, in a way, it puts on managers and coaches because they're in the long season. It's not a where you can, oh, well, we'll be fine, long season, one game at a time, we got to sort some things out, we'll be fine. Now, you sort of have to kick it into overdrive right away. I actually like that part of it. I'm not saying I'd like to have a full season, but I'm not one of the people that's, like, really upset over we're only going to get 60 games. So I think basically everyone is accepting of that from the standpoint. I think now that it's here, it's like everybody just wants to watch baseball, no matter what the format is, and understanding is a very unique moment in time. Hopefully we'll never have to endure this again, not just MLB, but our entire nation. And you just make the best of it and try to have some fun. It will be a pleasant distraction. So now there's a big anti-DH sentiment here, but I don't know if that's true in Pittsburgh. But yeah, it's, that there seems to be more of a protest over that than anything.
Bernie Miklas joining us from St. Louis. Was last season the beginning of the end for Matt Carpenter's career, or was it an outlier?
Well, we'll find out. I think he's been, I think it's totally legit to question whether he truly is into the decline phase and how serious it'll be. However, he put in a lot of work in the offseason, retooling his swing and his approach. And I tell you what, beware of summer camp, form and appearances, but he looked really good. So at least he goes into the season with some momentum and I think feeling some confidence. So that's going to be one of the variables that determines how good this offense will be or how mediocre it will be. He could be the key to the entire lineup.
Bernie Miklas from St. Louis with us to get ready for opening day as the Pirates take on the Cardinals at 8:15 tonight here on 93.7 The Fan. The Cardinals every year, Bernie, have a guy who jumps up and surprises everyone, or maybe doesn't surprise people in St. Louis, but surprises the rest of us around the National League Central. Last year, I guess it was Tommy Edman to an extent, and maybe he continues to do that this year. Is it Dylan Carlson this year, even though he's not starting the season in St. Louis?
It's kind of hard for me to, for any of us to judge when the Cardinals would bring him up and, burning a year of his clock on, as you make the countdown towards arbitration and all that stuff. I'm not sure about when we'll see him without injuries because there's so many guys they want to look at in the outfield. He's an exciting talent, though. I mean, he's legit. Advanced knowledge of pitching and great strike zone judgment. Hits to all field, switch hitter, son of a coach, really smart. So I think people are looking forward to him. I think Tyler O'Neill in left field, they're going to give him, finally really give him a chance to see if he can put that power, plug it in, and be consistent. I think he's a huge key and maybe looms as a potential surprise. I tell you who looks great, and it was true in the spring, it was true during this brief ramp-up, and he's going to be their designated closer. They signed a pitcher out of Korea, and they call him KK Kim. They called him that in Korea, so I use that shorthand, KK Kim. Lefty, he looks fantastic. So if you're looking for perhaps a pitching surprise, that would be it.
Last thing for you before we let you go, Bernie Miklas. Other than nostalgia reasons, why is there a resistance to the DH? Who shows up to watch a manager manage?
Well, I'm totally with you, and I try to be – it's almost like discussing politics in our nation when you start to talk about pro or anti-DH in St. Louis. I mean, you talk about polarization, and you can't have a decent discussion about it because everyone loses their minds. I mean, really, people are that dug in on it.
Oh, it's the same way here. It's the same way here.
All I can do is offer a brief testimony, my own personal experience. I grew up in an American League town, Baltimore. Thanks for 1979 and 71, by the way. So I was at the game in Pittsburgh in 79 as a fan when Jim Rooker beat Mike Flanagan, and I thought, But anyway, I get back to what we were talking about. When the DH came in, I was like, well, this is going to be weird. I liked it. I didn't mind it. It didn't change my appreciation of the game or strategy or anything else. I came to St. Louis. I love the National League style. I've been here a long, long time. I had a brief detour in Texas for the Dallas Morning News to cover the Cowboys. Saw the DH there. I've lived in DH cities and non-DH cities, and it just doesn't move the needle for me one way or the other. It does not in any way, shape, or form alter my appreciation for the game of baseball the way it's played. There's still plenty of strategy, and I just, the fact that National League is the only league on the planet that doesn't have, up until now, DH, I'm more in favor of uniformity more than anything because I think it's just stupid. You get in a postseason every year, you get in a World Series, and you DH, no DH. Everybody played by the same set of rules, and it's obvious that, whenever they're going to have a time where it's like, oh, we're going to go back the way it was. No more DH at anywhere. That's not going to happen. So you might as well make it uniform and go with the DH. It's not the end of the world. I'm not sure why I call them the baseball Amish. I'm not sure why this is such a line in the sand. It's like, come on. There's some other things, some of the other gimmicky stuff they're trying to do that bothers me more than whether you have a DH or not. Who the heck wants to watch pitchers hit? I mean, it's just not – you need offense in this game, excitement too, so it seems contradictory. People that will complain about the lack of action, yet will defend to the death their anti-DH position. Well, geez, I don't know. It seems to look like a little bit of a paradox to me to sort of have those two beliefs at the same time.
I couldn't agree more. Bernie, enjoy the series. Enjoy the season. We always enjoy talking to you. We thank you so very much, and have a wonderful weekend, Bernie.
Well, it was great being on with you guys. Have an enjoy the season, too, and hope the Pirates play better than people think, because that's a hell of a baseball town when it's ever been given a chance to show it. I mean, I'll never forget that division series in 2013 and how exciting it was, those games at PNC. So you guys deserve better because, you know, it really is a great baseball town. I'd like to see it have another what's the word? A sequel to what we saw there for those 3 years. That'd be fantastic.
And Charlie Morton pitched a hell of a game that day. It just happened to be against Wainwright, which was tough. He had him beat that day at PNC Park.
That crowd there, especially the game three, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic. I mean, just fantastic. As one of the best baseball settings I've ever been in. And I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you guys. I thought it was glorious. So hopefully Pittsburgh and baseball will see that again. I'm very sincere about that.
Absolutely. Bernie, thank you so very much. We'll chat again soon.
Take care.
All right, the best. You won't find anybody better or anybody more identified with a city like Bernie Miklas is in St. Louis.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.